little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
And welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 199. And we're not talking about Comic-Con this time because we already did it on the previous episode. So I'm going to give you guys a heads up right now. There's a little problem with my photo editing software from my PC. It keeps on freezing on me because I'm about halfway through, well, a little less than halfway through of my the photos that I took during Comic-Con. And yeah, I didn't think 1,000 photos would be a lot, and I did. So yeah. You're probably going to see about maybe 300 of them would be, you know, going in.
We'll get them up as soon as we can.
Yeah, I know. Well, once I get that damn thing fixed. But, anywho, well, other than that, I've actually did sign up for NerdCon. If you guys live in San Diego, Escondido area, northern San Diego area. It is on the... Let me see here, because I know I have it on here. It is on the... Okay, it's on this month, but it's on the 26th, 27th, and 28th. But it's actually 27th, 28th, two-day thing. You can pick up your badge on the 26th if you guys did so already. And to make things even better, there's a preview night party for it. So, yeah.
Thanks.
Looking forward to it. And I heard it's one of the good ones out there for photo shoot. So,
thanks.
There I go. All right, well, so let's get started, shall we? What have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I'm still been playing a whole lot of Street Fighter V this past week or whatever. I get the chance to. Shoot, I can't really say enough about it. I mean, I downloaded many of the stages, especially the one for Evo that showed up back about a month ago or so. And also, the new alternate costumes, too, as well.
Okay.
The summertime swimsuit, the several alternates too as well during the championship tournament match. So yeah, that's all I've been doing this week and all. Yeah, I know I have been done because I've been busy since I came back from Comic-Con. So hey, Snowy, welcome, thank you for watching. Wayne, how about you? What have you been playing this past week?
Destiny.
That's a classic right there. You know,
I just keep grinding Destiny. I'm trying to get my characters moved up, more powerful. Try to get through some of the other stages.
You're just trying to get some more achievements. Don't lie, you are.
Actually, no. I really want to complete the story based mode, which is completing all these extra quests that I got to do now as well. Because and I'm at the point where you need people to play with to get through these other stages.
Oh, that's true. Because you can't
do everything on your own.
By yourself, yeah.
It's kind of whack in that sense. Yeah, the whack attack.
No, Wayne, don't do that again. Please don't do that again.
I did just get the exotic sword.
Okay.
Completed that exotic sword quest, so I was able to find some people that actually was able to play with me, and were actually decent players to help us all out, so...
Okay.
Ron Swellers, welcome.
Hey, Ron. The Ron Swellers.
Yeah. Other than Destiny, I played a little bit of Stick of Truth. I just kind of jumped into that real
South
quick.
South Park?
Yeah.
How is that?
It's... It's promising in gameplay, lacking in...
Everywhere else?
I want to say... Morality?
Well, that's South Park.
It's South Park. But
it's South Park.
It still seems like they took things a little too far for game-wise. I'm just saying. But
you ever heard of this game called Leisure Suit Larry?
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was pretty bad, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what else?
Other than that... Transformers Earth Wars, we're still working on that a little bit here and there, but not so much. Avengers Alliance 2, kind of just grinding away on that still. And, of course, Avengers Alliance on Facebook, of course, we've got that one. We're doing another PvP player versus player tournament, and one of the characters you can win is Ronin as a playable character.
Alright.
It'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Alright, well, so you done? That's it for you this week?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, all right. So let's get on with the news. We have quite a few news for you guys here today. Let's go ahead. Well, speaking of Destiny, Wayne, our first news.
Yeah, so we got a few things about Destiny here. They've actually come out and detailed somewhat of the cooperative modes, the weapons, social space that are going to be in Rise of Iron expansion. And there is some kind of a issue with that expansion as far as pre-orders and as far as Xbox goes. Destiny still has, or Bungie still hasn't given us the ability to pre-order it on Xbox.
So. Right, Evolve. Hey, what's up, my dude? How you doing? Thanks for sending me, man. Thank you.
So basically with the, we'll have a social space called Phil Winter Peak. Basically you have to complete a quest to get to this place, be able to take it back. But it's going to be a large social space with vendors and stuff, kind of like we see now with the other two social spaces we have. That's going to be near what's called Plaguelands, which is a new explorable zone that Bungie's adding. Let's see, going down here. We get a cooperative arena added as well. Archon's Forge has rounds that are shorter than Prison of Elders, but more robust than Court of Oryx.
Nice.
So it'll be interesting how that works out.
Yeah.
A lot of gear and armor has been changed, upgraded. So just be aware of that. There, a little bit more on that. The chroma items, there'll be some more cosmetic items like that. The light caps will be increased up to 385.
385, really?
Yeah, the cap will be 400. yeah, I don't know.
That's gonna be a while for you, huh, Wayne?
Well, I'm actually at like 310 right now, so I mean, it's not.
It's still gonna be a while for you.
I guess some of these newer weapons, it won't be that big a deal, but yeah. So that's basically what we're looking at as far as the details there to give you a brief overview.
I just interrupting you for a bit, Wayne. Right, Evolve, we're doing good, man. We're a little warm here in San Diego, and we're still trying to get over from Comic Con, but anywho, how about you, man? Alright, Wayne, what do we got?
For people that have played Destiny since the beginning...
Me.
Right? One of the first guns you get is the Gavasto.
Yep.
It's going to be returning as an exotic weapon. So that'll be interesting to see exactly how that works out. My understanding is it doesn't have an exact exotic perk, but it has a number of different perks to affect, you know, fire type and rage.
Yep, you also choose a semi-automatic, burst fire, and fully automatic. And then if you choose full auto, you can flip between 450 rounds per minute, which gives you a better range, and a 900 rounds per minute, which is pretty much grants better stability. So,
that's
insane.
Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting weapon right there. And also on Destiny, what did we have here? As far as Halloween events, we'll be getting some Halloween events coming back again.
Awesome.
We will be getting the Festival of the Lost and Sparrow Racing League. So
awesome.
Those will be interesting to see how that works out. I believe they had this last year, but I wasn't playing at that point. So
you just started this year, about a few months ago?
End of last year.
End of last, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of interesting. Just be looking forward to seeing how that works out.
Alrighty, guys. So thinking of free games, we're talking about free Zelda and Metroid DLC for Monster Hunter Generations. Pretty much is out now.
Yeah.
You can pretty much dress up as Link, Samus, and Adamatsu from the three famous Nintendo games. The first batch of free DLC from Monster Hunter Generations is now available, and it's pretty much based on other game series. As with Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, Capcom released free DLC on the first Friday of every month. Friday of the month for unspecified periods of time. Sorry about that. We have a helicopter right there that really distorts our... Yeah, but if you look at the other waves over there, it distorts it pretty bad. So pretty much the unspecified periods of time, today's release, highlighted by two outfits based on The Legend of Zelda, the Wind Wakers, Link, and also based on Okami's Anamatsu. So this is pretty cool. Go down, Wayne. Not that idiot. No. See, there you go. Yeah. This picture is pretty cool. You have a Cat Link and a kitten and a monster. So Atmi is supposed to be a dog, but I guess you can write it as a cat too as well. What else have we got here, Wayne?
Let's see.
Samus. Okay. Zero Suit and Metroid Samus.
Yep.
And me too as well. Sorry, we're opening the door because this is always hot around here.
It gets warm.
Yeah, it's warm in here. A cat in a cycle suit. Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting.
Yes, indeed.
That's based on Animal Crossing's Tom Nook.
Yep.
So. Intriguing.
Oh, wait, hold on. Never mind. We'll get to that next time. Yeah. So, what do we got here, Wayne?
This is going to be something that's interesting. For those of you that are older gamers like us, you may remember that on the Sega Genesis, we had 16-bit platformers of Aladdin, The Lion King, and Jungle Book.
Fun. I hate The Lion King because it was hard as hell.
Well, now you have a chance to play it again. They are now available for your PC from Good Old Games on GOG. So
GOG.
Yeah, so the regular price for each game is $10. But if you buy them at launch, you get a $1 discount. However, if you want to buy all three, they come in a $20 bundle.
Nice.
So it's not too bad at all.
That is perfect.
Yeah, and I think as far as the games go, they are actually basically the same as the original games, although, they're all basically just exact ports, so.
Pretty much. So we'll see how this goes.
You might check
it out. So, pretty much, Battlefield 1 has its own collector's edition that costs $130.
But it does not include the game.
Whack, whack.
Oh.
So, actually, Battlefield 1 looks very promising to me.
Yeah.
World War 1 style. That hasn't been done in quite a long time. Right, Wayne?
Yeah.
So, it's been World War 2, modern age, or futuristic, like what Call of Duty has been doing.
So, you can get this edition for $130. Or if you want it with the game, it's $190.
$60, that's average right there. So pretty much you get a bunch of real-world and in-game items. Not the full game itself, but of course, you get, what are you here? A deck of playing card games. You get the 14-inch collectible limited edition statue. You also have the premium packing tube as well. Exclusive steel book. Wait, exclusive cloth? Really?
A cloth poster.
Nice. You also got exclusive patches to it, or patch as well, and you also get Messenger Pigeon Tube. Wow.
That'll hold codes for DLC content and a patch. So
if you guys are one of those ones that has to have everything, actually the suit looks pretty cool. So
this is an interesting looking statue, yeah, to say the least. He's holding a very nice looking
Luger.
That's actually not a Luger. It's similar to a Luger, but yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I can't recall exactly.
I looked at it, but you also have him holding the grenade tube as well.
Yep.
Go down and see. Let's see when this thing does this actually come out.
Let's see.
Oh.
October 21st.
So if you guys ever want to get some more content with your Battlefield 1 purchase, you can also pick up the deluxe version of the exclusive collector's edition for $220.
Wow.
$176 with Prime too as well. So this includes DLC packs containing themed weapons and vehicles, as well as 5 battle packs. So
wow.
So so it launched on the 21st for PS4, Xbox One, and PC, and you can play it on the 18th if you're an EA or Origins Access subscriber. Dang.
Wow.
Thank you guys.
All right. As far as the new Xbox One S goes, I showed this to Fidel the other day.
This is pretty cool.
Now, obviously, we don't recommend taking your console apart to look for this.
Especially if it's a new one that you got, the Xbox One S. I'm actually going to give my Xbox One to my nephew since he's going to college.
Okay.
And there's a good chance I will pick up Xbox One S.
There you go.
So, guys, gals, don't do this. You've been warned.
So, if you were to take apart your Xbox One S...
We'll tell you not to do that.
We're telling you not to, because you're going to void your warranty if you do so. Right around the optical disk drive components, you will find a imprinted Master Chief.
Yep.
Now,
like an animated Master Chief, in a way.
Yeah.
So I want you guys to...
Kind of in the same general rendering as one of these little guys here.
Yeah.
You know, kind of that kind of character representations out.
So I just want to let you guys know, if you guys want to see it, go to YouTube and type in Hidden Xbox One S Easter Egg.
Yeah.
And you'll see what they did. Because they did tear that beautiful Xbox One S apart.
Now here's the thing though. This is on models coming out right now. We don't know if this is only the first batch.
Or if it's going to be a continuing thing.
Yeah.
But you know how the first Xbox One, this is the launch edition with the controller?
Yeah.
Well, this might be another hidden feature. Instead of having the controller, this might be a way to actually see it.
Yeah.
So, why not? It looks pretty cool.
It is.
But we recommend not doing it again.
Yeah.
Don't do it. So, Xbox Scorpio announcement didn't quote-unquote overshadow Xbox One Slim from what the head honcho said. Sharing our plans openly has worked so far. So pretty much that's the response to the Xbox One has been great. According to the boss, Phil Spencer, writing on Twitter, Spencer mentioned that some people believe Microsoft's announcement of new Xbox console Scorpio might impact Xbox S sales, but hasn't done that in the case.
No, actually the Xbox One S has been selling out in many places.
It's doing
extremely well.
Yes, indeedy.
And I don't blame people for wanting to pick it up. I want to pick one up just for the 4K.
I'll let you know once I pick mine up.
I've got my eye on the Gears of War 4 one, but I'm not sure I can afford it yet. Speaking of Halo,
Steven Spielberg's Halo TV show is still alive.
Yeah, Microsoft's not gonna, lose this possibility.
Oh yeah, but definitely it's still hush hush. We still don't know anything about it, guys. So.
Yeah. No, it's still alive, but that's all we know.
That's it. Oh my god, this is so crazy. So, speaking of which, one of our favorite games, Doom, the developers have talked upcoming plans for Deathmatch campaign and map editor. So, I'm actually looking forward to more of the Deathmatch
so
scene.
So, essentially what we've learned from this is they are working on a free-for-all Deathmatch. Right?
Return of Quake.
Exactly.
But Doom status.
Well, yeah, they had it in Doom, too.
Yeah, but, I know.
But yeah, definitely working forward to that. There's going to be an update for a campaign, single-player campaign, that'll add, like, score attack, things such as that.
Ah!
But we don't know about any DLC add-on, per se, necessarily.
Can we play Doom in the old-school pixelated game?
Right.
This new Doom, I mean.
And then, as far as the Snap Map map editor, they have several improvements in the work, such as better aggregation and presentation of maps.
Okay.
So, but the big thing is they've got a lot planned for multiplayer, and it sounds like they're going to have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Deathmatch, Doom Deathmatch, I'm out. So, Call of Duty, Black Ops 3's final DLC resolves a year-old zombies cliffhanger. I don't even know about it. Zombie skeleton will finally be put to rest. Go down? I never... What?
Yeah. So, DLC 4 is going to be the last installment of zombies storyline. So
what?
The storyline started in 2008 with World at War.
Yes, that was the best one by far.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, so they're gonna end the story of the zombies somehow. I don't know how. I don't know. You know, this is gonna be interesting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So it's gonna be really interesting to see where this goes. As far as that goes, I think that's really the gist of it.
So it's telling us, bye, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Dang. Yeah.
So, it's kind of all we have on news, I think. So.
Yeah, this is weird. So it's been somewhat of a long, but yet also short of a week, too, as well.
We did have some movies come out.
Yes, shall we spoil it for them?
Suicide Squad?
Yeah, why not? So, Snowy, Ron Sellers. Sorry, dude. Ryan and Bob, if you guys haven't seen Suicide Squad yet, I don't know if you guys have or what's keeping you guys too long from actually watching it, but we're doing spoilers here right now. So, this also goes to our listeners too as well on our podcast. Be warned, here we go. Tune out now, stop, or get out. Wayne?
One word.
What is
Enchantress?
I knew for a fact from the beginning that she was the main villain.
You knew she was going to be a villain at least. You didn't. They didn't really
specify.
Give it away.
Yeah, they looked at it, but they didn't. As I say, Wayne said, they never got away with it. They never hinted away from it or told us.
It
which
was
is pretty cool.
It was foreshadowed essentially in the first few scenes.
They played Enchantress pretty damn cool too as well.
It was a well done version of it.
Yeah, very. It's one of the it's a good. Action live. I could say the same way too for Killer Croc.
I was actually impressed with the way they designed him.
Yeah, it's not that huge, like
they gave him
the lizard type of feel, but it's their own version of it.
And they gave him a little bit more humanity than the Killer Croc we knew in say Batman the Animated Series
or the comics too as well.
Yeah,
and yeah. Killer Croc was pretty cool. I mean, he barely had, what, maybe a total of, what, not even a quarter, not even a paragraph total-wise of words to say?
Yeah, give
it to say about one or two paragraphs of dialogue that he has on there. Speaking of which, the bad guy that died first was Slipknot.
Yeah.
So the movie is... Or, well, the storyline is that they're supposed to stop something, but yet if they don't, there's a kind of a Mission Impossible 3 type of thing. On, you know, if you guys haven't seen Mission Impossible 3, you know, there's a small mini bomb that blows up in your head, but this one's on their neck. So Slipknot decides to get away and push up a button, boom,
and
it blows up.
It was a good choice because Slipknot was one of those characters. They really threw him into this film as a scapegoat to kind of expand on that.
To show what can really happen.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, who do we got here? Captain Boomerang? That's a pretty cool character.
That was an interesting choice to bring in.
Yeah, very, very good character. He just wants to work on his own. And especially the little backstory in the beginning of who they are. Did you see somebody special that came out? Who's Captain Boomerang's enemy?
Scarlet Speedster.
The Flash.
Yeah.
And he makes an appearance with the full Justice League suit.
Yep.
And with the lightning going around him and everything. I'm like, if this is Captain Boomerang, where is Flash? And then he went, there he is. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so duly noted. I like it. And the other funny part about him is after they went to the bar... And since you guys are free to go, he takes all the beer and runs off.
Yep.
But he just wanted to drink outside. It's a very funny scene.
It reminds me... really, his character... reminds me a lot of the same character of Crocodile Dundee. In many ways.
The voice? The way he acted, too.
Yeah.
Just like Crocodile Dundee.
Very similar. I mean, yeah. So, keep that in mind.
Okay, who else we have? Oh, Katana.
Yep.
This girl is wicked.
Very intriguing.
Very intriguing character. Her background is, you know, husband gets killed. She uses the sword that her husband's
soul
is trapped in, and she kills everybody that gets in her way for vengeance, which is pretty cool. So, and she spoke all Japanese. She understood English. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, who else do we have left?
Pyro,
El Diablo.
Yep.
The Deviants. He's a pretty cool dude. He's a pretty cool dude. Mikey Boy 3. Welcome. Thank you. Thanks for becoming a fan. We are here spoiling Suicide Squad. So if you want to bail, feel free. If not, feel free to listen. So speaking of which, we're going back to El Diablo. This guy's pretty cool. Everybody has their own backstory in this.
So, this is basically your old school gangster with a heart.
Pretty much, he was trying to do some work, you know, fend for the wife and kids, and he ended up killing all three of them by accident. So
yeah.
So that's why he never vowed to.
He's one of those characters that, in the past, he would have gone out guns blazing. But in this current iteration,
yes, he's
more developed character, he's more reserved.
He just gave up. He just gave up to the police. All right, so next character in mind, Deadshot.
Yeah.
Deadshot, right?
Yeah.
Deadshot, sorry. I was about to say Deadpool. My bad. Deadshot, played by Will Smith. perfect guy to play Deadshot.
Very well version.
Yes. He had this very... What was his line? Did he just threaten me? That was the line that I love. Especially when the guards... He goes, did you threaten the guard? I'm like, no,
did you see the homage to Deadpool, though? The Easter egg for Deadpool?
Oh, yes! Yes. Awesome. Will Smith's character is pretty much, you know, a single father, divorced, trying to fend for, you know, him and the little one. And he tried to, you know, do whatever he needs to. As an assassin, which is a pretty cool assassin, he never misses. He always hits at the same place, never misses once. Yep. Wayne, what do you think of...
I think Will Smith played the character to a T.
Yeah.
Slightly different iteration of the character than from some of the earlier comics that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, same here. But I guess...
very much the Deadpool character.
Mm-hmm. Deadpool. So. Or Deadshot.
Deadshot. I know, it's so easy to say Deadpool, huh?
Hi. Okay, so second to last character. Margaret Robbie. Oh, I mean, Harley Quinn. She played this one to the T. I enjoyed this version of Harley Quinn as it kind of, for me, it felt like it was the 90s cartoon that brought to life.
Very much felt like it was a very well blended version of the, you know, Batman animated series Harley with the more modern.
Yes, with the more modern twist art to it. And yes, it's the way she walked, the way she talked, the way she...
The voice was spot on.
The voice was pretty awesome too as well. They gave her a background story too as well. So this is a modified background story.
It is. It's quite of a modified.
Quite a modified, I would say. And I mean, hey. Guys out there just drool all over that movie for one reason. It's because of her. All right, last character. The one we've all been waiting for.
Ooh.
Jared Leto, a.k.a. Joker, Mr. J. Wayne?
Wow, what a different interpretation of Joker.
This is more psychotic yet gangster-ish.
This feels like they took the...
Jared Leto took his...
It feels like they took the Jack Nicholson Joker and combined him with the Jack Nicholson role from The Shining.
Honey, I'm home.
Right? I mean, it felt like the complete breakdown of the character. I didn't feel like the Joker was the super arch nemesis kind of Joker that he would have been in the previous comics.
Yes.
Because he feels like he's too far out of his mind.
Yeah, he completely. There's a line of where how, say, Joker from the animated series was that he has a line that he somewhat doesn't cross, but yet sometimes he does.
Yeah.
But this one, he's like,
it's like
he doesn't cross it. He jumps over it.
Yeah.
this is awesome.
This is a to give you an idea of how this character plays out compared to some of the previous iterations of Joker. If you were to try to use Jared Leto's Joker in, say, The Killing Joke, it would not have worked.
No.
No way.
No.
It can't work that way.
This Joker was its own Joker for...
Yeah.
For a third different Joker.
Yeah.
And for me, I loved it. I love his performance.
I think it was well done. I have a hard time looking at him as actually the Joker because I'm so used to other Jokers. Such as Mark Hamill's Joker and Jack Nicholson. There's so many different versions of him, but...
You can't really compare...
Yeah, exactly.
For me, it's kind of hard to compare an animated Joker with the voice of Mark Hamill versus, say, Heath Ledger's live version with his own voice. It's kind of hard to tell.
It is.
But I still enjoyed it, too, no matter what. So, screening surprise, Batman.
Yeah, of course Batman was there.
Batman was there. It was a new version of his suit. Well, it's the same thing. Instead of being all black, it's kind of a dark gray. Also have the voice of what's his name? Benjamin Affleck. Ben Affleck. There you go. I'm actually doing that. So,
and of course, you had the insane credit.
Yeah. The only mid scene credit.
Well, there was a mid scene and there was an insane credit. Wait, no, there was just a missing.
Yeah,
right,
I was like, what are you talking about? Idiot. So, talking about, speaking of which, we have, what's her name?
Wallace.
Wallace asking protection asking the help of Bruce Wayne's friend for protection.
In exchange,
she gives him more files about the remaining others, aka Aquaman, Flash.
It's a good hint that Wallace knows what's going on with Bruce.
Yeah, and there's no Commissioner Gordon, anyways.
At this point,
for now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Overall, movie wise, I did enjoy it. Out of 5 stars, I'd definitely give this a solid 4. 4 out of 5 compared to the 2.5 stars I gave to Batman v Superman. Wayne, how about you?
I'd say it was as an overall good solid film. I feel like they could have done a little bit better with the story.
Yeah, it was jumping all over the place.
It was jumping over the place, and it really kind of felt like things were out of place, in the sense of you already know what's going on with Batman. You already know he's got a team put together for the next Justice League movie.
Yes.
And yet you've got this big global thing happening in this one spot, and nobody comes? It kind of didn't jive right.
It kind of didn't make sense. Well, one, quote-unquote, Superman is dead.
Yeah, of course. We know that.
Yeah, two, Batman was nowhere to be found, other than taking down Joker and...
Yeah.
Flash taking down Captain Boomerang, and Superman is dead.
Yeah, so it's like, where were they when this big threat was going on, you know?
Well, they did...
Yeah, just saying.
They actually did somewhat tie it up. It's kind of hard to tie this movie into a series. It's like tying in the Robin from Batman Forever, Batman and Robin, trying to tie him into the Christopher Nolan's trilogy.
Yeah,
it's hard. You have this very colorful non Zack Snyder movie that wasn't directed by Zack Snyder, but yet it kind of ties in, quote unquote, ties into the Zack Snyder films, which is very dark, very deceiving in a way. But. Yeah.
I mean, it was an overall good, solid, fun film. It just, the story was lacking a little bit. It left some holes in it. Some
a lot of holes in it.
Yeah. But overall, it was a good, fun film.
Oh, yeah.
So
It's what, about an hour and a half, typical movie right there.
Yeah.
We watched that 7:30, got done around 9, so about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Close to 9-ish.
That's about right.
Yeah, so.
They did a good job on implementing the 3D aspect for the IMAX 3D version. I will say that.
Actually, no, we just watched it on regular sound.
And I saw it on IMAX, yeah. So.
I watched going to another movie, give you guys a rundown. I watched Star Trek Beyond in IMAX 3D, which
that
is a lot
good.
Of fun. Yeah, you watched it?
Yep.
Well, actually, no, let's go ahead and talk about that on the next podcast. We got to save a little breathing room for all of our listeners and viewers here. So, yeah, that's about it for us this week. News-wise, we'll let you guys know on the next podcast. The next itinerary for the plan, as we talked about in the beginning of the podcast, which is NerdCon 2016 at Escondido, California. So it's going to be on a Saturday, Sunday, the 26th to 27th. So if you guys haven't bought the tickets, it's not bad. $20 a day. Pretty good with
not
me.
Not too bad.
And let's see what else. Nearing down the future, what else do we have?
I think there's a little thing called WhoCon.
WhoCon and also TwitchCon.
TwitchCon.
It's the same weekend.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So any parting words before we go, Wayne, and we let these guys out?
Well, we do have some articles up on the... up on the site, so head over to Two Shots of Geek. There's actually a good, if you're not familiar with a lot of the characters from Suicide Squad, we've got an article up that'll give you some insight there. I believe we're going to have a review up soon if it's not up yet. And more fun shenanigans and pictures coming to Facebook. And
yeah, as long as I'm actually going to go ahead and, as I told Wayne earlier, I little issue with my program. I'm not going to name it, but I'm going to go ahead and reinstall it and install it back in again. See how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. Again, guys, so this is it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Again, make sure to check out our Facebook page at Two Shots of Geek. Look at our Instagram page at Two Shots of Geek, and also Wayne mentioned our main website at twoshotsofgeek.com. And yeah, guys, so please be patient with us. We'll get things up and running as always. And again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Man, let's go. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.